A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. I invite you to listen for a word from God. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David, called Bethlehem, because Joseph was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me, please? O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts be found acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Earlier this month, the First Presbyterian Church Weekday School presented their annual live nativity scene. The front steps of the church right out there were transformed into a beautiful Bethlehem manger scene, complete with hay and real live cattle and sheep and goats and donkeys and, yes, even a camel in northeast Georgia. Families came in costume dressed as all of the characters, the Holy Family and the shepherds and the Magi. And our music ministry provided a beautiful accompaniment of handbells and classical guitar, and Weekday School faculty and church staff stood on the sidewalk and offered warm greetings to hundreds of people who drove by in their cars or passed by on the sidewalk. It was truly a magical evening. In years past, that event has actually been done on the back deck of our parking deck, but because of the pandemic and need to rethink things, both this year and last year, it was on the front steps and turned into this drive-by event. So I loved standing there on the sidewalk watching all these cars come up and seeing the faces of people when they first took in the scene, especially the faces of the children. One young man, however, was not impressed. He was maybe 4 or 5 years old, sitting in the back seat, had the window rolled down, hanging out, and when the scene came into view, his smile was suddenly replaced by a shadow, and in a very loud voice, clearly dissatisfied, he said, "This is the same as it was last year." I don't know what he had in mind. Perhaps "I hear the Rockettes are available." But he was right, of course. Much to all of our dismay and collective discouragement, there is much about this Christmas of 2021 that is the same as it was in 2020. This coronavirus continues to upend our best laid plans while casting long shadows over the future. And decisions and events that seemed like they were on their way back to normal are now having to be recalculated and recalibrated according to ever-changing risk profiles. And the divides that were so deep in our country after last year's elections, well, they've not healed in a year's time. In fact, I think it's fair to say they've maybe grown deeper. And the bonds that hold all of us together as citizens, as communities, as kindred, continue to get pulled and stretched over all kinds of things. So yeah, that little boy was right. It does seem in many ways like this is the same as it was last year. But also, thanks be to God, this is the same as it was last year. Last year, on December 24th, the church gathered together. Whether we gathered in this room or around screens in homes or wherever we were gathered together on December 24th, reading the word of the Lord being spoken to some frightened, confused, even terrified people. And the word of the Lord, the first words of the angel, were the most common imperative phrase in all of Scripture. Most common commandment. Most common command in all of Scripture. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. Last year, on December 24th, we were gathered together, where we were in this room or around screens, but we broke bread and we poured a cup. And we remembered that the baby whose birth we celebrate this night has many nicknames. One of those names is Emmanuel, which means God with us. And so we remember somehow, some way, in ways that we're not sure we always quite understand, the risen Lord is with us. The risen Lord is the host at this supper table. Just like last year, we're gathered together, whether we're in this room or around screens, and we're lighting candles and we're singing Silent Night, and we are remembering, looking at the light and remembering the confession of the writer of the Gospel of John, who confesses that the light shines in the darkness and the darkness did not overcome it. So yeah, my friend, this is just like last year and the year before that. And the year before that, this is the night, my friend, when we remember and proclaim that the God that we worship and serve does not sit far off in the heavens somewhere, far removed from our everyday lives, but that God comes to us right into our messiness, right into our brokenness, right into our fear and confusion. This is Emmanuel, God with us. My friend, remember, Christ comes to you this night, not because of who you are, or who your people are, or the size or power of your pocketbook, but simply because of who God is. God comes to you, not because of what is or not is not happening in the halls of power or in the center of things, not because of anything you've said or done, or not said or not done, but God comes to you in Christ because there is no power on earth or above the earth or under the earth. Nothing in all creation that can separate you from the love of God made known to you in Christ Jesus. This is the night, my friend, when we remember and we proclaim that the entire course of human history and human destiny, it all changed because of one baby born to one couple in a small, faraway place long ago. And all over the world tonight, women and men are gathering with their children, whether they're gathering in grand cathedrals or historic churches or storefronts or in homes, and they're remembering this story. When they're lighting candles in the darkness, and they're singing carols, just as the church has done in times of great stability and in times of great upheaval. As I was watching you gather this night, if you've not noticed, in the narthex out there are 8 marble plaques that commemorate my predecessors, the 8 senior pastors who have died and joined the church triumphant in this church's 201-year history. And I was just wondering what Christmas Eve might have looked like in, say, 1867, when people gathered in this room to tell this story, or in 1918, or 1945, or 1968, or other years of upheaval. So we remember this night the saints who have gone before us, who remind us some truths about the work of the church, that we are called to tend to the needs of the poor and the marginalized right on our own doorsteps. And when we do that, we celebrate Christmas. When we focus not so much of our emotional energy on buildings and budgets, and we focus more on the weightier matters of the law that Jesus calls our righteousness and justice and mercy and grace, church celebrates Christmas. When we can do the pruning work and remove the bitter thorns of strife and jealousy and anger and quarrels and divisions and factions, and instead cultivate the sweet fruits of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, self-control. When we do that, no matter what season, we celebrate Christmas. Yeah, this is just like last year, but it's still Christmas. It's still good news of great joy for all the people. For all the people, says Luke. The ones who look like us, and the ones that don't. The ones who pray like us, and the ones that don't. And by the way, also the ones that don't pray at all. It's good news of great joy for them. It's good news for those who voted like us and those who didn't, and those who didn't cast a vote. Good news of great joy for all the people. For unto us is born this day a Savior, the Messiah, the Lord. So may we celebrate Christmas once again this year with the words of our lips and the prayers of our hearts, and most especially with the work of our hands, this night and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.